CPR 21 for the week ending December 24th, 2010. Sound set.
Oh my God, they're not breathing. Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Merry Christmas, campers. It's the effed up Christmas special on Campground Pirate Radio.
Hollis Ave in the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park. I approached very slowly with my heart full of fear. Look at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. But then I was feeling cause the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock had near. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he must have dropped his wallet smack dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and I took a pause. Took out the license and it cold said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, matching car with ease. But I never steal for Santa, cause that ain't right. So I headed home and mailed it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bugged, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa, and the dough was for me.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mama's cooking chicken and collard greens, rice and stuffing, macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with the lights at night. Snow's on the ground, Snow White so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log, beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes you hear are the rhymes of Daryl's, but each and every year we bust Christmas carols.
And the whole wide world is filled with cheer.
Hey, yo. Young town with the mic in my hand, and I'm chilling and cooling just like a snowman. So open your eyes, lend us an ear. We wanna say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
To her front horn, make us and our master a good crop of corn. A good crop of corn that may we all see. With a wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee.
Christmas. like being at an awesome party without all the damn mingling. Campground Pirate Radio.
Christmas is the time to say I love you. Share the joys of laughter and good cheer. Christmas is the time to say I love you. And a feeling that will last all through the year. On the corner, carols are singing. There's a touch of magic in the air. From grown up to minor, no one could be finer. Times are hard, but no one seems to care. Christmas Eve, all the world is watching. Santa guides his reindeer through the dark. From rooftop to chimney, from hollow to beginning, they will find a way into your heart. Christmas is the time to say I love you. Share the joys of laughter and good cheer. Christmas is the time to say I love you. And a feeling that will last all through the year.
Don't get drunk. were drunk for 3 days straight, feeling like we were Tom Waits.
Sister Will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
It's Uncle Waldo.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's your old pal, Uncle Waldo, welcoming you to the Campground Pirate Radio's first annual Effed Up Christmas special, where we've got 90 minutes of the most screwed up versions of your favorite Christmas music. Hey, I just learned that a good chunk of our audience is made up of those brave servicemen and women stationed all over the world who are looking for a chunk of weirdness that reminds them of home. So I want to dedicate this show to all those people who can't be home with their loved ones this holiday season because they're busy protecting our lazy asses from the evil hordes. Hey, speaking of evil hordes, how many of you are getting back together with friends and family that you only see around this time of year? Hopefully, if you're traveling, you're doing it any other way than flying, because we're knee-deep into our I Won't Be Home for Christmas program. You know, the one where we're asking you to skip flying anywhere this year until the countdown of 2011, just to show the airlines and the TSA that we mean business. So far, it's looking pretty good. Airline traffic seems to be down significantly this year. Hey, but let's get back in the music. This is the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as slippery as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. Ooh, you're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. Your heart's a dead tomato spot with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up and tangled up. Mr. Grinch.
Hey girl, I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time.
Such a long time.
And now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide. Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
What's on my mind?
A gift real special, so take off the top.
Take a look inside, it's my dick in a box.
It's in a box.
Not gonna get you a diamond ring, that sort of gift don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car, girl you gotta know you're my shining star. Gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart.
Something special, girl.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe. It's my dick in a box. Ooh, my dick in a box, girl. See, I'm wise enough to know when a gift needs giving, and I got just the one. To show you that you are second to none.
To all the fellas out there with ladies to impress, it's easy to do, just follow these steps. 1.
Cut a hole in a box.
2.
Put your junk in that box.
3.
Make her open the box.
And that's the way you do it.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe. It's my dick in a box. Ooh, my dick in a box, girl.
Christmas.
Dick in a box.
Hanukkah.
Dick in a box.
Kwanzaa.
A dick in a box. Every single holiday, a dick in a box. Over at your parents' house, a dick in a box. Midday at the grocery store, a dick in a box. Backstage at the CMAs, a dick in a box. Yeah, well, 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 well. My dick in a box. My dick in a box. My dick in a box.
Hi, this is Tom Baudette from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6. Why, for just 29 drachma, we'll put you up in a warm, comfortable stable with plenty of fresh milk for the newborn. There's even individual stalls for your mules, camels, or whatever you happen to be driving across the desert. And in case unexpected visitors decide to drop in on you, shepherds, wise men, holy ghosts, it's not a problem at Manger 6. There's plenty of frankincense and myrrh to go around. This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you, there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
Hey man, did you hear that?
Hey everybody, Santa's here!
Aw, there ain't no Santa Claus.
Yes, there is. There is too, man. He's here!
Merry Christmas, boys!
Shit, Red Peter!
Come on, you swinging hamsters, get over here! We're gonna sing us a happy Christmas song!
Oh, no, not another corny, stupid song!
Yeah, no way, Dan, you tell him, Ronnie!
Yeah, no way!
Get over here and sing or I'll wring your little neck!
Hey,
so grab your nuts, hamsters, gather round with me! Forget about all that teasing. We're breaking out the holly and aluminum tree, cause it's that jolly season.
Oh,
I know you've been naughty, but have you been nice? That's only Santa's business.
That's right, Red.
He's making his list and he's checking it twice.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Santa comes just once a year.
Tell him, hamster.
Just like you, Red, that's what we need.
Hey, wait a minute.
He's got a soft spot for reindeer.
Nice.
Especially Rudolph's Derriere.
Hey, knock it.
it off, fellas, it's a holiday. Go on and give Santa a big kiss.
No way.
You can play hide the hamster on a one-horse sleigh.
Hey, wait a minute.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Hey, what happened to my lyric sheet? Anyone seen my lyrics?
Heck, we don't need no lyric sheets, Red. We know our parts by heart. Right, fellas?
Yeah, sure. I know my part, Audrey.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's great, guys. I love Christmas songs.
Santa tried reaching up the neighbor's blouse after drinking all the eggnog.
Is that necessary?
Sat out in the bathroom for an hour or two, squashing off a Yule log.
Godfrey!
It's Christmas.
Santa comes just once a year. Up the chimney, he'll disappear.
Keep on the lookout for Mr. Gear. Hamster delivery
oh,
in
Larry.
The rear.
Roast nuts chesting on an open fire. Santa's tongue stuck to the doorknob. What? His balls got funneled by a caroling choir while the parson gave him a hand.
What?
The sleigh came down and took him away. The whole damn crowd was dismissed.
Cause it's time to be jolly and it's time to be gay. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Hey, what are you doing?
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
It's Christmas.
Rockabilly, psychobilly, indie, punk. We got it all. You're listening to Campground Pirate Radio.
Can it be 13?
Santa's too drunk to drive. Santa's too drunk to drive. Santa's too drunk to drive. He's been drinking since I half past five. Whatever you do, you don't let him drive that sleigh tonight. It's a cold and snowy Christmas Eve. Santa's at the bar drinking shots of Jim Beam. Called up Rudolph, let him out of jail. All the Christmas presents are coming in the mail for Santa. Santa's too drunk to drive. Whoa, Santa, you better stay home tonight. Call up Dancer, Prancer and Vixen. Santa's blood, oh, bomb and blitzing. Oh, Santa, Santa's too drunk to drive. Whoa, Santa, you better stay home tonight. But all the boys and girls are waiting for their toys. Santa's passed out from drinking one too many round bros. Chains up! No more beer, whiskey or gin. Santa's falling off the wagon again. Oh, Santa, Santa's too drunk to drive. Oh, Santa, you better stay home tonight. Santa's too drunk to drive. Santa's too drunk to drive. He's been drinking since a half past five. Whatever he do, don't let him drive that sleigh tonight. Santa's too drunk to drive. Santa's too drunk to drive. Santa's too drunk to drive. He's been drinking since a half past five. Whatever he do, don't let him drive that sleigh tonight.
Na 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 na. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat, it really hurt bad and so the skin grabbed. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun.
Run, 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 get some real luck and merry go round. Santa's on the
What time is it?
Merry Christmas and glad Yule tidings, Uncle Waldo. It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with a public service announcement for all the hard-partying campers out there. Instead of my usual Molotov cocktail of outrage, I'm talking actual cocktails. Of the sort I had at least one too many last night. This time of year, the cops are out in force looking for folks who've imbibed some holiday cheer before driving over to Grandma's house for rum balls and dry turkey. There's nothing the boys in blue like more than busting revelers behind the wheel. It's not just a holiday tradition, it's a big moneymaker for them. Only the war on drugs gets them more federal cash, and they get paid double for working on Christmas and New Year's Eve. So if you're gonna tipple, don't travel, or at the very least, make sure you have a designated driver. However, that won't always save you from trouble with a man. It didn't work out well for the Kotlinskys of Mundelein, Illinois. Coming home from a New Year's Eve celebration in the early morning hours of January 1st, 2010, Jean Kotlinski was the sober driver, with her husband Steve in the passenger seat, three sheets to the wind. Concerned with how his wife was being treated, despite being the DD, Steve got out of the car to check on his wife, who, out in the freezing cold Illinois night, was being forced to perform those humiliating and ridiculous field sobriety tests, which are a total scam, by the way. No one should ever do them because they're completely rigged for failure. Anyway, the police yelled at him to get back in the car and he complied, but they ran up and tasered him anyway. They arrested him for aggravated battery, right in front of his kids. And despite blowing a double zero, Jean was arrested too, and cuffed and stuffed in the squad car while the officers went to town on her husband. Ultimately, she was released, but poor old Steve got to spend the first day of 2010 in jail. So much for doing the right thing. But here's what really gets me steamed. I could go on and on with these cases where people were wrongly accused of and arrested for DUIs. And while many of them wind up beating their cases in court, or some like the Kotlinskys even wind up suing the police for their misconduct, that comes only after they've been humiliated and they've spent tons of money defending their good name and fighting the state in court. I even read in the local Dead Tree Daily one reader advocating for the names of those arrested to be published in the paper for all to see. He suggested that MAD lobby the government in case there was some legal reason that can't happen. Well, buddy, the legal reason that can't happen is the Bill of Rights. I know it isn't all that popular these days and the government doesn't seem to be respecting it very much, but the last thing we need is another violation of our liberties and basic protections against the state. Even if we're drunk as hell, we should still be presumed innocent until proven stoned. So, campers, I remind you to know your rights and keep it between the lines this holiday season. Stay out of trouble because nobody wants to nurse a hangover in jail.
Yeah.
slumming to town. Santa Claus is slumming to town. Santa Claus is slumming to town. Santa Claus is slumming to town. Very much to his disliking, Santa spent all night hitchhiking with a sign that reads, "Ho ho, slow down." Santa Claus is slumming to town. And sped right out of sight. And Santa never got to ask them to drive around the world in just one night. So Kris Kringle started walking through the snow without his sleigh. Shed a tear for every stocking. It would be empty Christmas Day. Unless something drastic happens fast, we'll say hello to the ghost of Christmas past. Because Rudolph, Pumpkin, Balls of Folly, and old Saint Nick and all that jolly. And sleighs in the shop cause it's broken down. The Christmas won't stop, cause Santa Claus is slumming to town. 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 Very much to his disliking, Santa spent all night hiking.
Campground Pirate Radio, we live by one simple rule: don't suck.
Daddy, did you see Santa on the roof? Santa on the roof, Santa on the roof. Daddy, did you see Santa on the roof? Didn't you just climb down the ladder? Getting late on Christmas Eve night, Mama put me down and turned out the light. But I couldn't sleep and I didn't say a word. Then you won't believe what noises I heard. I heard sleigh bells ring and reindeer feet going clippity-clop with a nice little beat. So I opened up the window, though I knew it was bad, and I saw Daddy with this ladder that he had. Daddy, did you hear sleigh bells ring? Sleigh bells ring, sleigh bells ring. Daddy, did you hear sleigh bells ring? A reindeer pitter-patter. I bet Daddy saw him while stringing up the lights. I bet he saw Rudolph's red nose shine bright. Daddy, please say if you got the proof. Daddy, did you see Santa on the roof? Said yes, I was up on the house. Santa Claus is up there being quiet as a mouse. But he knows you're awake and you know that's a sin. Unless you're asleep, he won't come in. So now every Christmas as I'm lying in bed, I try to block everything out of my head. I know Santa brought presents and they're under the tree. I have Daddy's word and that's good enough for me. Daddy, did you see Santa on the roof? Santa on the roof, Santa on the roof. Daddy, did you see Santa on the roof? I'm asking because it really does matter. Hey, Daddy, why you got that ladder? I'm asking because it really does matter.
two, three.
Number one day of Christmas, my tutu day to me. One minor bird and one papaya tree. Number two day of Christmas, my tutu get to me. Two coconuts and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Number three day of Christmas, my tutu get to me. Three dried squid, two coconut, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Yeah. Number four day of Christmas, my tutu get to me. Four flower lay, three dried squid, two coconuts, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Number five day of Christmas, my tutu get to me. Five big fat pig. Four flower lay, three dried squid, two coconuts, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Gee-hee. Number six day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me. Six hula lessons, five big fat pig. Four flower lay, three dried squid, and two coconuts, and one minor bird and one papaya tree. Yeah. Number seven day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me. Seven shrimp are swimming.
Oh,
six
wait, bro. If you gotta say the 12 days of Christmas 7 million times, bro, why you not just pick it up and take it to the 11th day, eh?
Oh, short attention span, eh?
Nah, you know, we gotta, you know, we gotta get to the rest of the CD, eh? So let's pick it up. Wait. Why don't we just take them to the 12th day and we continue from there? How about that?
Whatever, cuz.
Okay?
Give them, bro. Here we give go. Them.
1, 2, 3.
Number 12, day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me. 12 television, 11 missionaries, 10 can of beer, 9 pound of poi, 8 ukulele, 7 shrimp are swimming, 6 hula lessons, 5 big fat pig, 4 flower lay, 3 dried squid, and 2 coconuts, and 1 mana bird and 1 papaya tree. Yeah.
Oh, see, bro, I feel more better, eh?
Gee. Hey, telephone ringing.
Hey, bro, go pick up. Hey, I like one beer. Can. How much beer you get?
No.
Christmas. drinking down your wine.
Christmas time, and as you all know, it's the spirit of giving. It's the time of the year when we stop thinking of ourselves and start thinking of the less fortunate, especially those individuals that work day in and day out all year round to make your life just a little bit better. And in that spirit of giving, I can think of no more deserving individual than Uncle Waldo. Did you know it costs him over $30 an episode to find the music he plays for you every week? That's over $1,500 a year. And toss in another $100 for the web hosting. Don't get me started on the equipment repair bills. So go to campgroundpirateradio.com and click on the Help Waldo tab at the top of the page. For a mere $5 a month, the cup of yuppie coffee, you can help feed and clothe Waldo and make sure he's got plenty of music for you to rage to. Your generosity will keep you in great music for years to come. Don't let this podcast disappear from listener neglect.
The previous message on behalf of Uncle Waldo. This isn't a charity. You receive no federal tax deduction for your monthly donation. Void in Antarctica and a leakage may occur.
Radio.
Mm-hmm. something, something. La 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 la. Thanks for nothing.
Tommy doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't.
Joining me on our effed up Christmas special. I hope you enjoyed it. I sure did. I want to announce next week it's the Swingin' New Year's show, and yep, it's going to be 90 minutes of the best swing music I can find for you. I'm going to send you out of this year and into the next with a little style. But for now, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Y'all have a Merry Christmas, and I'll see you next week.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
Well, there's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.